Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Whoa, where's the energy?
Yeah.
All right. Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, June 20th, 2015. And I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that freaking cat.
Who did not mute her phone. We just got home from dinner. Hey, Kitty.
You owe everyone a beer.
Bite me. Where's your energy? And you forgot to say your line.
Oh, if you want to tweet with us, we're at Movie Nights Movie Pod. I don't know where we're at.
At Movie Nights Pod.
I don't have my notes open.
Kitty, Kitty, Kitty. Yeah.
We're here.
And we're on a mission to pod. That was a good one.
Thanks. It felt appropriate.
Seriously, we just ate. Where's the energy?
I don't know. I'm not all set up yet.
Oh.
And I'm not sure what I'm looking for. I got distracted.
I don't understand why I ask. Are you ready to go? Yes. Okay. Going live. I don't have my notes up yet. Then you're not ready to go.
Yeah.
I told you you were going to catch hell for that crap you pulled at dinner tonight.
It was worth it.
Yeah. Oh, kitty. So, I saw a movie yesterday.
Do you want a cookie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
I'll go get one.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah. There's Girl Scout cookies in the fridge.
Oh.
Or in the freezer, actually.
You who's in the fridge?
Okay. Good to know. So are we just, we're going to do a low energy show? I mean,
you said you watched a movie.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell me what it was.
Oh, you didn't ask. How would I know that you would want to know what I watched yesterday?
I thought you would just tell me. You are Siebes.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. What'd you watch?
Inside Out, new Pixar movie.
Yeah,
it's all about emotions.
Boring. Emotions suck.
I enjoyed it a lot, although the short. Oh my gosh, Pixar always does a short beforehand.
Yeah, what Big Hero 6? They had Feast. I liked Feast. With the little dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a little emotional. This is why emotions.
What
suck.
Was it? The Paper Man before Up. It's like that one.
Oh, with the. Wait.
The Paper Airplanes.
Oh, yeah. It was all right.
That was a good one. Come on.
It was good. I just didn't like it as much as Feast.
All right.
It had feels.
This short has some mega feels. In it. It's all about a volcano out in the ocean that just spends all day watching all of the different couples, you know, the dolphins, the whales, the turtles. Just watches all the happy couples swim around it.
Turtles.
And it sings a song with its lava, hoping that one day it'll get to meet its true love. And then fast forward a whole bunch of time.
You said a volcano, right?
A volcano.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. But it sings its song every day.
With lava.
With lava.
So what does it sound like? Like gloop gloop?
You'll have to go watch it to find out, but it sings its song every day. And then, oh my God, it just goes into like mega feels. Let's just say the lava extinguishes before he meets his true love.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's
major. Are people living on this island?
No, it's okay. Just a volcano.
Oh.
In the middle of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
And he's all happy and singing and.
Well, I had to.
It's got a very, very Hawaiian feel to it.
Do they have burgers?
No.
Oh.
No burgers.
There's no Hawaii burger is good. It is a tasty burger.
Oh, very good, Kitty. Very, very good. You know, naturally, it does end up having a happy ending and everything. Yeah. But, wow. Talk about some feels. Yeah, I went and saw the movie with my dad and my sister after work yesterday. And at one point in the short, my sister turns to me and just like, what the hell is up with this? Like, both of us were like practically on the verge of tears. Yeah.
Crying over a volcano?
It was such a happy volcano, and it wasn't finding its true love, and it looked so sad. Like, he really wanted this volcano to get another volcano.
Well, Mount Doom was sad.
But its name was Mount Doom. You know, you kind of, it's advertising. It's advertising.
It can't choose its name. Someone else chose the name for it.
It can choose how it represents itself to the world.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Volcanoes have freedom of expression. Or freedom of explosion.
Okay, there you go.
No, Inside Out was really... I enjoyed it. It deals with a little girl who is very, very happy and growing up. She's a bundle of joy, and it deals with her different emotions. There's joy, there's panic, there's disgust, there's anger, and there's sadness, and no one can quite figure out what sadness's job is.
Is there a surly?
I would say anger is surly.
Not all the time.
No. In this one, anger was surly. Anger was voiced by Lewis Black. So. What the hell did you just read?
Jim's tweet.
If you can't lava the one you want, lava the one you're with. Yeah.
Very good, Jim.
All right. Anyway, everything's great for Riley. She's, you know, she loves hockey.
Awesome.
And she loves her friends, and she's a bit of a goofball, and she loves her family. Oh, and she's very, very honest. And all of these traits are represented by core memories, and it's all representative or represented inside her head. So there's Goofball Island, there's Friendship Island, there's Honesty Island, there's Family Island, and there's Hockey Island, an entire island dedicated to hockey.
That would be awesome. I want to see it just for that scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, her emotions are running around and controlling her brain, and they're building memories. And then at the end of the day, they have to send the memories off to long-term storage, and they can get recalled. And every once in a while, the little workers that send the memories up the recall tube, they
that just sounds wrong. Up the recall tube.
They like to send up this really annoying gum commercial that they heard like one time, and like the song gets stuck in your head. So that's how songs get stuck in your head. It's your little memory worker screwing with you. Like you're trying to recall one memory, or they're supposed to send up one memory, but they just randomly decide to mess with you and toss up you know, that song that always gets stuck in your head.
Those little memory warehouse bastards.
Yeah, right? So,
explains a lot.
Riley and her family move from Minnesota to San Francisco. And sadness starts making a lot of mistakes, and then she ends up touching memories, and she turns them sad. And joy starts freaking out. And then one of the core memories ends up getting sucked up into the tube to go into long-term memory, and this is no good because it shuts down Goofball Island.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just the goofiness is just shut down?
And then all the core memories end up getting sucked up. All the islands start shutting down. Oh, no.
Is there a big moose out in front telling everyone that Goof Island is closed for repairs?
It's very, very funny that you bring that up, because there was an ad for Wally World, but the new Griswold vacation movie.
Yeah.
Or was that last night, or was that in front of Mad Max earlier today? I don't know. Marianne's out there. She'll tell me if it was in front of Mad Max. Excuse me. Yes, Johnny, Inside Out. That's the one with cranky bus drivers. Indeed. but everything starts going wonky, and Riley starts to become a moody preteen when joy and sadness end up leaving headquarters and going after the core memory that got lost. And just everything goes wonky, and it's a lovely story from there. And we figure out sadness's true purpose throughout the course of the movie. I really enjoyed it.
What about? So they just go chasing this memory that's lost.
Yeah, but they end up...
Is it like a warehouse with...
Everything is stacked, like, all over the place.
Okay,
and
I
then,
think I remember seeing some of that in the trailer.
Yep. And then, spoiler. If the core memory isn't present when it gets triggered, the island starts to break down. So... When her goofball personality trait gets triggered, if Goofball Island isn't there, it starts to break down, and it crumbles and goes away.
The whole island?
Yeah, the whole island.
I don't get what's going on.
And memories can get purged. It's all about a little girl coming of age, becoming a preteen, and her emotions go out of whack. It's representative of that very awkward time that we all went through.
Yeah.
Where we start becoming emo. I enjoyed it. In fact, I'll be perfectly honest on this one.
Yeah.
This movie made me cry.
Oh. Then I probably won't go see it.
Yeah, but everything's been making me cry this week. I've been having a bit of an emo week. I really enjoyed it, though. And I highly recommend it. Disney Pixar's Inside Out. Totally didn't hate it.
Haven't seen it.
Almost hated the short. Almost.
Almost?
Almost. It's Disney. You know it's going to have a happy ending.
Yeah. Like a massage parlor.
Whoa, hey.
No.
Nice one, Kitty. Very nice. All right. So today, after leaving the office, Marianne and I went and saw Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay.
My second time seeing it. Or was it my third? I don't even remember anymore.
Okay.
Just okay.
All right. You went to go see Mad Max?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. We tried to invite you, but you slept through it.
No. Oh. Yeah, I was going to go. Never mind. Just, all right.
What?
Nothing.
I don't understand what's going on.
Okay.
You can you give more than one word? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
You're a fucking dick. Speak. Seriously.
Okay.
I would like to take a drink.
All right, you can take a drink. You said you went to see Mad Max again. That was cool. I'll probably go see it again eventually. It is one I want to see on a big screen.
Okay. All right. Well, it was Marianne's first time seeing it, and she got to enjoy the intense movie that it was.
Yeah, it's definitely intense.
Yep.
I don't think there's much in it that where it's got like a lull in it, but maybe a total of 5 minutes.
There's
different scenes, not at once, but different scenes, and they're not even maybe in the middle of the movie.
There's that bit when they go by the crows. You know,
yeah.
Like, and they're just driving and they're trying to find the green place and they try, you know, they're going out to find the Volvari. And how suggestive is that name? You know, the many mothers are named the Volvari.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Well, now I was thinking of the one time when they were just driving and the sun's starting to go down and they kind of have the talk, you know, Furiosa and Max.
Yeah.
And that's about it. That's the only times I can think that it was slow, if you even want to call that slow. I mean, they're still driving.
Yep. This movie is constantly in motion, just like the future. Before we get to our flick pick, is there anything you want to dive into, Kitty?
No, it's just been a busy week. Been a stupid week, but it's over.
A stupid week? Does Katie have a story to tell?
Not really. I just work with stupid people who don't have any common sense, and they've been working there for quite a while, and they always ask me things, and you know how to do this. Why do you ask me? Do something. Go away. Don't bother me.
Okay.
They just put me in a mood every time. If they would just leave me alone and let me do my work, I would be fine. So, it's not easy to work with me.
You're telling me.
I just want to be left alone and do my job. I don't want them to bother me with their crap. Don't ask me how to do your job. I don't care how you do your job. Just don't get involved in mine. That's my motto at work. Go away. And don't bother me.
All right.
That's about all I had.
That fracking cat telling it like it is.
It sucks.
Wow. Okay.
Other than that, it's just been a week.
Okay. Oh, God. Did I say that?
You said that. What'd you say?
I did.
I don't know.
Robert Englund's tweet. Yeah, that sounds like something I would say. Alrighty then.
Yep, that's what you said.
All right. Should we, should I hit the button?
Okay.
Can I hit the button?
Hit the button.
Flick pick. All right, Kitty. We have done absolutely no prep for tonight's show.
Nope.
And it shows.
Yep.
So, we are on episode 77.
Right.
I like that number.
Why 77?
Well, it's a good number. I mean, it's two sevens in a row. Seven, you know, it's lucky number seven. It's twice. It's twice as lucky.
Okay. That would make 14. 14 a lucky number?
Sure, because 1 and 4 can add up to 5, and 5 is a prime number, so I immediately like it. All right. And 77 is made up of 2 prime numbers. And if you divide it by 7, it's 11. I happen to like 7-11. 11 is also prime. Add the components of 11 together, 1 and 1, you get 2, another prime number. Also, you know, One's also a prime number. So just all together, the number 77 is very, very pleasing.
Okay, it's a nice round number.
No, it's not round. It's not. No, it's quite odd.
It's got pointy ends. You could put an eye out with 77.
You know, it's 11 less than 88, which is the number of keys on a piano.
So I don't know how fast you can go to time travel.
Yeah, yeah. There just really are so many things that are pleasant about the number 77.
I'm sure there's a major one.
Okay.
That you're thinking of. Because I have seen it on a shirt of yours.
Robert Englund says it's 40 plus 37. Nothing?
It's, yeah.
Nothing. Bueller? Bueller? What? Come on. Come
37?
On. You giggled at dinner. You were giggling at our table number being 37.
I know. It's because I'm a child.
Yeah. And then we got, you know, Robert Englund pointed, you know, he teed you up and you pulled out your driver and whiffed.
What?
Yeah, you took a swing and completely miss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what whiffed is called?
It's one of the, you know.
I don't know golf terms.
It's not just
well,
golf.
When you said
it's,
pulled out my driver and whiffed, I was thinking of like a limousine driver and someone sniffing them.
You smell that? No, you don't. Because you can't.
No, I can't smell. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that sunset,
that was
Stevie
mean.
Wonder. Oh, I'm sorry. See, that's wrong. You smell that? Why?
Yeah.
Did you fart?
I might.
I wouldn't know it. Which is good.
Well, you might hear it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
And if the neighbors hear it, that's really bad.
Okay, yeah. I was woken up the other day by a neighbor's monstrous burp.
That doesn't surprise me because at 2 o'clock you did see one of them fart.
The fountain farter, yeah. Oh man, the fountain farter. That was great. But no, the other day, well, I wasn't actually woken up. I was heavily medicated and hadn't got out of bed yet, but it was about 6:30 in the morning and had the window open. Oh, it was a nice cool day. So lovely. The air felt so crisp. There was just a hint of dew in the air. And then I hear, bah!
So Johnny was around?
It was.
Sorry, Johnny.
It was even better than a Johnny burp because I could tell it came from the other side of the complex.
Damn.
And it was that loud and echoing through the apartment. I mean, I don't know what this guy was drinking. Or if this guy is on the same sleeping pills that I am, because...
Were you burping?
No, one of the side effects of these sleeping pills is increased gas, and so it's making my stomach all gurgly, and frankly, it's very lucky that it's not finding an outlet, but I keep... Yeah.
Yeah, it's finding an outlet, all right.
I keep burping, but they're tiny little stupid burps.
They're humongous farts. Wouldn't you say?
Like you've heard any of them.
No. Which ones? The burps or the farts?
Both. I mean, you've heard the tiny burps.
And I've heard the loud.
We are not talking about me farting because of my sleeping pills.
You brought it up. You brought gas up.
Oh, all right, all right. At movie nights. Damn, Jim, you're on fire tonight. Jim says, and a new superhero is born. Hashtag the Whiffer.
I like that.
And Johnny says, Johnny's getting bigger around every day. Yeah. Better than a Johnny burp. Blasphemy. All right. Better out than in. That's what I always say. That's right, Shrek. That's right. Ogres are like onions. And onions are like bats.
They're tasty? Wait, bats? Why do you say bet?
Because I saw the picture that you took earlier, dork.
It looked like a bet.
Yes, it did. I agree.
Onion slice.
I concur.
I had to take a picture of it.
Oh, hey, the mayor's out there.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he just started favoriting tweets. So, all right. So, did I mention that we're on episode 77, and I really like the number 77.
You said something about that, yeah.
Yeah, and I do have it on a shirt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It has numbers on the back. It's kind of like a jersey kind of shirt.
It is kind of like a jersey kind of shirt. I mean, I could go run and put it on right now, but frankly, I was planning on wearing it tomorrow. I mean, I actually did want to wear it today, but yeah. I also didn't want to do my hair this morning. Yes, I know. I'm kind of disgusting today. Leave me alone. So I wore a baseball hat. And because I was wearing a baseball hat, I figured I might as well wear one of my baseball shirts. And it also happens to have 2 sevens on the back.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I think so, yeah.
All right. So... it's episode 77, and we've done absolutely no prep whatsoever for this show. Whatever could we do for our flick pick that has anything to do with any of this? I mean, it would have to be something so deeply ingrained with us that we can actually have a conversation about it without having actually watched the movie.
What would that be?
I don't know. There's so many to choose from.
To Live and Die in L.A.?
Yeah, no. Do you know how many times I've seen that?
What, here, to Live and Die in L.A.?
Yeah.
Not enough, if you have to ask that question.
Clearly. What? Ask me who stars in that.
Who stars in that?
I don't have a fucking clue.
What's wrong with you?
A lot?
You live in L.A.
And I'm going to die in L.A.
And you're living here, so there you go.
I mean, we're in Anaheim, Donnie. Swingers.
Oh.
You grew up in Anaheim, Donnie. You don't know what it's like. You didn't grow up here.
Oh, okay.
Come on. All right, so let's see. William L. Peterson.
Yeah.
The guy from the TV show?
From CSI?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe, the Green Goblin?
Yeah.
Okay. John Pankow.
Yeah?
I know that name.
He played Vukovic.
Boo-boo-boo-boo?
Yep.
He played boo-boo-boo-boo?
Vukovic.
Boo-boo-boo-boo?
Yeah. Now you got it.
Banana?
Banana.
Yeah. Okay. Deborah Fuhr? Der Fuhr's in it? Wow.
Der Kung Fuhr. Oh, that's what I want to bring
we
up.
Gotta, yeah, we got to talk about Kung Fury.
Yeah.
John Turturro. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I know that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Darlene Flugel? Flugel? Yeah. Dean Stockwell. Hey. Ow. Whoa. Don't hit the microphone.
Bong.
No, okay, so our flick pick would have to be something that we know so well that we could actually see it in our mind if we were only listening to the audio.
Is this one we've already watched before?
Many, many times.
Like last year in Utah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I didn't check? Have we ever done it as a flick pick?
Last year in Utah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But as a flick pick?
Yeah.
Shit.
It was Star Wars Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I was there.
Really?
You were there, mostly, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we just accidentally repeat? Why am I just learning of this now?
I don't know. Why? Why are you just learning this now? That's why I was wondering where you were going with this. It makes sense, but...
Well, today was the day that they just... Oh, man. Where is it? Let's see. Come on.
It'd be May the 4th.
Shit. Episode 17.
It had a 7 in it.
Yeah, all right. But only one of them.
Yeah.
No, but today was the... Oh, shit. Well, we're doing Star Wars again, folks. Why the hell didn't you point that out earlier?
Because you didn't mention it as a flick pick. Not that I have anything against it. I mean, I like Star Wars.
I thought that was understood.
No, you just... For some reason, you... I don't know why you brought it up. You were listening to the audio.
I brought it up because I've been like knee deep in Star Wars like for the last couple of months, and I'm absolutely loving it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Star Wars.
There is nothing. Well, there's plenty wrong with Star Wars.
And I didn't make any kind of connection because I had just woken up.
Okay.
I mean, you said we were going to go have dinner with Marianne and Mickey, and 30 minutes later, I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I wasn't awake, but I was ready to go. An hour and a half later, I woke. Hey, I got dressed and I had taken a shower. When the hell did that happen?
Nice. Very nice. Yes, Diana, it does always come back to Star Wars. Star Wars Rebels season two actually premiered tonight. What?
Nothing, just Johnny sent a tweet. The Willy Wonka tweet that's going around. What is it, the meme?
Oh, you haven't done any prep for your show? Tell me more about that.
Willy Wonka creeps me out, but I like Gene Wilder.
Okay, fair enough. We haven't done Blazing Saddles yet, have we? Well, all right, what else came out in 77? Now I feel...
For some reason, I keep seeing tweets about Jaws being 40. Today. Today's the 20th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I kept seeing tweets about Jaws.
It was 1975.
Oh.
And
I barely know what year it is now. I always have to ask people, and they're like, what?
Jaws turned 40 today. Wow.
It's an old shark. I have not seen that all the way through.
The shark. You, what?
No, still haven't seen that one all the way through. Bits and pieces here and there. I know the story. What?
Yes, he does end up in bits and pieces.
Yeah. So I have seen it, all of it. It's just not all together.
It's quite a sight to see.
Wow.
Oh.
No, never seen it all the way through. Not from start to finish. Here, there, everywhere. Just like Jaws. Smile, you son of a bitch.
Oh. Well, you know what the orca is, right?
Willie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he free?
I think so. On probation, at least. I don't know.
That sounds like a personal problem, Ryan. He can't keep the stream up.
His name is Ryan.
Okay.
Not Rin.
I didn't say Rin.
You said Rin.
Bullshit.
Okay. Twitter, help me. You want me to open a window?
Yeah.
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 So where were you going with Jaws?
I don't know. Maybe we should pivot to Jaws.
Okay. It is showing tomorrow.
It is?
Yeah, down the street.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're always doing older movies.
Yeah.
Like last week, it was The Terminator. I thought about going to see that, but I just didn't.
Wow.
What?
Jim says, if your Willy is free, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, that's right. You said orca. You asked me if I knew what the orca was. I said, yeah, it's Willy. So where were you going with it? What do you mean orca? Like the movie Killer Orca or whatever it was? It's
the name of the boat.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think about that. I was thinking of the actual whale. when you said Orca. I told you I haven't seen it all the way through. Just,
you know what my biggest problem with Jaws is?
Getting eaten by him?
No. No, my biggest problem with Jaws is the scene where the grieving mother comes, you know, after the kid gets eaten.
Yeah.
And you know, they're cutting open the shark, hoping to find the kid inside. You know,
what,
so
in front of the mother?
No.
Oh.
No. But, you know, they've got the shark and everyone's celebrating and the mother's like, I just found out that you guys knew that there was a dangerous shark out there. And she walks up to Brody and smacks him. The one guy that was trying to close the beach to prevent this from happening. She full on smacks him. What the F, lady? Go beat the crap out of the mayor. He's the one who really screwed everything up.
Yeah, let's blame the mayor.
Always blame the mayor.
Was it a beer town?
No.
Why did she slap him? Just because a kid got eaten? You know,
he's
it's
chief.
A beach and
he's,
it's an ocean out there.
But he's the chief and it was his responsibility. And
he freaking, was the one running around, right? Screaming about the shark.
He was the only person trying to stop this. And he's the one who ends up getting five across the eyes. I'm just saying that's messed up. That is so effing screwed up.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah. That poor Kittner boy. Amen. Amen, Jim. Amen. Robert Englund says, I heard Ryan. Sorry, Kat. Suck it, kitty.
I think you're wrong, Robert. You may have heard that just because of the distortion. You may have to go back and listen to that.
You know that we do have this recording?
I don't accept that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I heard Ren.
That's because you hear what you want to hear.
You were looking the other way.
So?
It bounced off your microphone. I heard Ren.
It bounced off my microphone.
Yeah.
Did the knife fly into the closet and cut you?
The what?
That's something only I would actually understand, unless like my dad or sister, brother, or mother were
what the fuck?
Listening. Okay. Story time with Siebes.
Okay.
My brother was in Boy Scouts.
Oh, this is not going to end well. Bring up knives and. Ugh. Okay.
My brother got his first pocket knife.
Okay.
It intrigued me.
Shiny piece of metal with a sharp edge. I see how it would.
Now, I did not know that this would just be one of the many times I would be coming out of the closet at this time. It was before I discovered that aspect of who I am. But I went into the closet with my brother's pocket knife. Because it was fascinating, and I knew I would get in trouble if anyone saw me playing with it. And I guess I had a flashlight. I don't know how I saw. But
you just put a lot of thought into this, didn't you? Just to look at a knife?
I was a sneaky little shit.
Were?
Yeah. Not little anymore.
And I'm grown, and I can play with knives all I want now.
We've got the exact same. No, it's not the exact same model. I upgraded from the Tinker to the Super Tinker, but I still have. I still carry a Swiss Army pocket knife to this day.
Those are good knives.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I don't have one, but they're good knives.
Anyway, so I am examining my brother's knife, and I do not know how to properly handle a knife at this time. And I cut myself. Screamed bloody murder.
Did you cut yourself that bad?
Yeah.
Wow. So you were literally screaming bloody murder.
Yeah. My dad comes running into the hallway. What?
Damn. I just that you would cut yourself that bad and you would start screaming. Your dad would have to come running.
My dad comes running, and there I am, stumbling out of the closet, clenching my arm where I cut myself. And I look up at my dad and say, Michael's knife flew into the closet. I was not a very good liar.
No shit. My brother's knife attacked me.
Yeah.
Did you have to have stitches or anything? Or
No, it wasn't that bad. My dad patched me up after he stopped laughing at me. One of his favorite stories to tell.
Did you learn to respect the knife afterward?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, no, my dad taught me how to handle it properly.
Yeah, so. The sharp end is the bad end.
The sharp end is the one that makes the red stuff come out of your skin.
Yeah. The sharp end will attack you in a closet.
That is just one of the multiple bad lies that I told as a kid. Yeah.
That's good.
I'll save the absolute best one of all time for another show.
Okay.
But it involves me biting my best friend and claiming that I didn't do it.
Did your teeth attack this person? My teeth jumped out of my mouth and just chomp chomp.
You're not too far off.
Oh, shit.
I bit my best friend, and when my mom asked me why, I said I didn't do what my teeth did.
You don't take responsibility for anything as a kid, do you?
Do I take responsibility for anything as an adult?
My shoe kicked somebody in the gut.
I did make my sister...
Oh, good grief. What?
...bite my shoe once. I put peanut butter on her and told her it was a sandwich.
Wait.
See, I was a terrible liar, but my sister was fucking gullible.
I gotta get this right. You put peanut butter on your shoe
and told my sister it was a sandwich, and I got her to bite it. And this was around the time when I first started watching Star Wars and Jaws. Very, very formative movies. Are you gonna be okay?
Why would you put peanut butter on your shoe?
I don't know. I was a kid. Are you going to be okay over there?
I don't understand. I really don't.
I think I killed the cat. Wow. Oh, great. Now I'm laughing and can't breathe either. Oh, let's see. What? God.
Wait till I see your sister again.
Ask her about the peanut butter on the shoe. or
was it crunchy peanut butter? Or?
No.
Oh, well,
it was a creamy Skippy. What?
Nothing. I just.
Okay.
This is why choosy moms choose Jif.
Let's see. What other? Oh, probably the meanest thing I ever did to my sister.
Wait, that's not it?
No. One of the neighborhood boys. Oh God. Jim says that settles it. When I come visiting, we're eating out. Does Kitty need a safe word? Marianne asks. Now, probably the meanest thing I ever did was one of the neighbor boys taught me how to tie a noose.
Oh, shit.
And so I was practicing with some twine, but I wasn't sure if I was doing it right, and I needed something to test it with.
You couldn't find like a stick or something. You had to go find a living creature.
I did not find a living creature, no. However, I did raid my sister's Barbie collection.
Oh, okay.
And I strung four of them up from her ceiling fan. And I set it on low and waited for her to come home.
Holy shit.
I don't know why my sister likes me so much. I was a shithead.
I don't either. I just got this image of her standing in her doorway and looking at this Barbie swinging around the ceiling fan.
It wasn't just one. It was four.
Four?
Yeah. And one of them was Ken. I don't remember what the story was, but I had an entire story as to why all of them needed, like, I was a disturbed child.
A little.
A lot.
Hanging up Barbies and Kens and feeding shoe sandwiches.
That one I just thought was funny.
That is funny. It's disturbing, but it's funny.
Seriously, I have no idea why I did any of this. It's just, it seemed like a good idea at the time. And frankly, you should blame the neighbor boy for teaching me how to tie a noose. I had to come up with something to do with the noose.
That's what I said. Go grab a stick. There's a tree or something.
Yeah.
No, you had to go actually search for Barbies.
No, a dog bit me in front of the tree. I was afraid of it.
The tree?
Yeah. Because
the dog bit you, not the tree.
It wasn't the dog. Our dog did not bite me. It was a neighborhood dog, and it bit me in front of the tree. And so for a long time I had...
So the dog's bite wasn't as worse as the tree's bark?
I had this irrational fear of that tree for years because that's where the dog bit me. Are you having fun with this episode?
I am now.
Ay.
Jim says he always knew Ken was a swinger.
Let's see, what other shithead things did I do?
You know, I thought it was bad to bring you the... For Dave to bring you the mouse with the crossed out eyes like it was dead and place it at your doorstep. I thought that was kind of bad, but... I'm going to take my Felix the Cat stuffy with me. Because I don't want to see it hanging from the ceiling fan when I come home. I have seen a kitchen full of bunnies already. I know you can get demented.
That was fun. That was so much fun. I even realized I actually missed a bunny. I had one more I could have added to that. Why did I do that again?
Because I had to dream of bunnies. Well, not bunnies, but I woke up thinking I had to do something in the kitchen because that there were bunnies in the kitchen and you were about to be home. That's what it was. I don't know what that was. I just woke up feeling that I had to get rid of the bunnies in the kitchen because you were about to be home.
And he comes home from work to a kitchen full of bunnies. You haven't, like, seriously, you didn't do any, like, really, like, shithead stupid things when you were a kid?
Well, yeah. I'm surprised I'm still alive. I did a lot of stupid things. I've done stupid things as an adult. I had a machete attack me. And
dude, that is so worse than Michael's knife flying into the closet.
Well, yeah.
Although the fun one was breaking into Michael's chemistry set.
Oh, good grief.
And grabbing an acid capsule and then thinking it would be a good idea to bite it. So not only did I have glass shattering in my mouth, but I also had acid pouring on my tongue.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I wasn't exactly smart.
I don't have the brains.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What else? What else? I used to steal stuff from one of the convenience stores, gas station right up the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Like multiple things?
Oh, yeah. I would always go and steal candy and stuff like that.
Wow.
God, it was so easy. And it became a contest between me and my best friend to just see how bold I could get. And so, like, sometimes I would go in and... I was so clever about it because I would, you know, I would, you know, like kneel down to grab some candy.
Yeah.
And I'd put a couple in my pocket and I'd, you know, like come up with the candy because they had it like down near the floor. And this was before the guy had like video surveillance.
Yeah.
In there. And so I would kneel down and grab the candy and put a couple in my pocket. And then I would come up and buy one of the candy bars. So I'd make the purchase and steal a bunch of them at the same time.
So you were having your own 6-for-1 special or something.
pretty much. And then one time I just grabbed a bunch of them.
It's like you were playing jacks with candy. See how many I can grab with this one bounce.
Well, it finally escalated to the point where... just to see how bold I could get with it, I grabbed a bunch of candy bars and I asked the guy, how much would all this be? And he told me it was like $7 worth of candy or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, thanks. Pay you later. And I ran straight out the door.
You ran out just like
I just
that?
Ran out just like that.
You little shit.
I didn't go back to that grocery or that grocery. I didn't go back to that gas station for like 7 or 8 years. I stopped filling up my car at that point.
Wait, stop filling? You were driving?
Yeah. I was a teenager.
You were a driving age and did this?
Uh-huh.
I thought you were like maybe 7 or 8 or something.
I had just started driving, but I stopped filling up my gas there.
You didn't say, you didn't put like $20 and get, how much is this gas? $20. Zoom.
I know, because you had to prepay for gas.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Guess they weren't as trusting.
And plus, that was the days of the mobile speed pass. That was awesome.
Really? Oh, okay, I seem to think this is longer or further back in time than I'm guessing it was.
At some point in my 20s, I walked into that place and just slapped a $50.
You owe me $7.
No, I walked in and I slapped a $50 on the counter and just said, you know what? I stole a lot of shit when I was a kid. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it still the same person?
No.
It's because he retired. Or he went out of business and had to sell it because all of his candy sales were...
No, I mean, I would only steal like 3 or 4 at a time, and I only maybe did it like 10 times.
It only takes a little bit.
I know, but...
Put a man out of business.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's out on the street eating peanut butter off a shoe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why a shoe?
I don't know. I was like 6.
How old was your sister?
3.
You've had your toddler sister a shoe sandwich.
Yes. Like I said, I admit, I was a shithead.
What kind of shoe was it? Was it like a tennis shoe or was it a dress shoe?
No, it was a tennis shoe.
That's even worse. I mean, at least if it was a dress shoe, you don't wear it that much, but...
It was fairly new.
Still a shoe.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get my mind around that.
I don't know why. I remember we were playing with Play-Doh. And for some, I don't know why. I really don't.
It's not random though. I mean, if it's Play-Doh and you're playing with it, then I can see you going, I wonder what this tastes like. Nom, nom, nom. But you're playing with Play-Doh and all of a sudden it crosses your mind. I need to go into the kitchen, get a jar of peanut butter. Hey, look, there's my shoe. Let's see what happens next. Hey, sis.
No, we had to, it had to have been a little bit older than six because she knew about the little peanut butter toast thing that our dad taught us to make. And I think that's what it had to do with that. We were going to make the peanut butter toast. And so.
Did you toast your shoe?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Like I said, I have no idea why my sister like even talks to me still.
I know. I'm going to ask her that. Why do you talk to her?
Yeah. No. I wouldn't do to her. I never did anything to hurt her on, at least not on purpose. There was the one time I hit her in the face with a wiffle ball bat. Yeah. Yes, I hit my sister in the face with a wiffle ball bat. It wasn't intentional.
You did it like that.
I did it with a wiffle ball bat. Yes. No, I was in the neighbor's yard. The same neighbor who taught me to tie a noose. Thank you very much. And I was playing with his wiffle ball bat. He was out there. I think he'd gone to like the bathroom or something. So I was taking some practice swings and kind of like a brick wall, separating their yard. Yeah. So it created a little enclosed area and my sister came running around, around the wall while I was taking a swing smack right in the face. Her legs kept going. Her face stopped dead tracks. I think I killed the cat.
I thought it was bad when Marcia got hit with the football, but damn.
It hit her in the forehead. She was all right.
Oh, well, that makes it better. She got hit in the forehead.
As long as we're talking about shitty things that I've done, have I ever told you about the eye being resilient?
No.
Okay, my ex. Right?
Okay.
We're sleeping one night, and I guess I'm tossing and turning or something. I don't know.
With a wiffle ball bat?
Not with a wiffle ball bat, but I do have my arm kind of like up, over, I've got my elbow kind of covering my eyes, you know, shield out the light and everything. And I guess I'm tossing and turning and, I don't quite remember, but I don't even really remember this story. Because I was freaking asleep at the time, but she nudged me or woke me up or something and my arm just comes down, and I fling it down and my knuckle was out and I smacked her right in the eye.
Damn, you're violent.
And so she's, apparently screaming bloody murder, and I had absolutely no concern whatsoever. She says that I turned to her and very coldly said, "The eye's resilient," and turned to my side and went back to sleep.
That is fucking funny. The eye is resilient.
Yeah, she got the last laugh. She divorced me and left me crazy, so she got the last laugh. Actually, she didn't divorce me. That fucking bitch made me divorce her. She broke up with me, and I had to be the one to file the divorce. And I'm still in therapy, fucker. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. To be fair, I haven't always been the one delivering. My ex, prior to her one night, she used to beat me up in the middle of the night. Like, she would, seriously, she would hit me. Just, like, you know, like hit me. You know, she would make a fist and hit me in the middle of the night while she was sleeping.
She was sleep and then, fighting?
Yes. And then she would kick. And she would rip the covers off of me, and she would start kicking. And one night she kicked me so hard, she kicked me out of bed. She seriously kicked me so hard, I went flying out of the fucking bed.
Finish her.
Hey, the other guys just did Mortal Kombat. They did age well. That's funny.
I watched that the other day. I think they mentioned that they were going to watch it last week or something, so I watched it during the week. They're right, it didn't age well.
Oh god, I haven't seen that since the 90s. So I think we should watch Jaws.
Think about it.
All right, well, that's Midnight
Movie. Is that how we got from, I don't even know how we got to the point we got to, with peanut butter shoes and hanging Barbies and hitting people with baseball.
Well, because we were going to do a show about Star Wars and...
Poor sister.
Yeah. I mean, we can continue to do the show.
Just,
I mean, because we were having a funny conversation,
yeah,
while listening to the first, what, I would say 45 minutes of Star Wars Episode 4 while we were going to and from dinner.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the things I asked you about was, do you think Darth Vader ever got bored and would, like, just push his own buttons?
Just play in his chest.
Yeah. Just one of the questions. I just, and you said, save it. And I was like, yeah, push the button. Boop.
What about the Jawas? You think the minions were based on them?
Oh.
Utini! Okay, and that was funny. That was funny at dinner.
Yeah.
God, what? How did that even start?
Because they had zucchini.
Yeah. One of the appetizers was zucchini, and the kid, you just busts out with zucchini. And then let's see, the pasta choice, you know, rotini.
Confused poor Marianne. She had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. and then you came up with linguine.
Yeah.
And I had a pretty weak, and for dessert, cannoli. Oh, it's not an eenie. Oh, well. Panini. No. Okay, all right, seriously, one of the problems I have with Star Wars Episode 4, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Oh, I haven't gone by that name since before you were born. Well, actually, shortly after, but okay. Yeah, the prequels kind of screwed that one up, so I don't really have an issue with Star Wars Episode 4 saying that, but if we are to believe the prequels as canon, don't you think he would remember R2-D2 and C-3PO?
Unless he's lying. For Luke's sake. That's the only thing I can think of.
He's not the Doctor.
He's a Jedi. Jedi lie.
Do they? Do they really?
I think so.
They're from a certain perspective.
Yeah.
Now, I really just have been knee deep in Star Wars. I mean,
I like Robert's tweet. Vader got bored and played Simon with his buttons. Now I have that visual. Vader sitting on the deck of the command ship.
Oh God.
Beep, beep, beep. beep, beep, beep. Beep.
When, damn.
Damn it.
You don't know the power of the dark side. But yeah, I've been watching the Clone Wars. I think I've brought that up before.
How far are you into that now?
I just finished season 3.
Damn.
So
yeah, you were about midway through season 2 last week, I think, when I saw you watching it. I watched a couple of episodes with you, but I lost track. But it's a good show from what I've seen.
Now I'm trying to catch up so I can start watching Rebels. Because I do want to check out this new Rebels, especially now that they went into season 2.
Okay. And that's the one that takes place after Revenge of the Sith, or?
Honestly, I don't know. I know it's sometime. I know it's sometime after Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. I wasn't sure what it was either. I mean, I know of the show, but I don't know all that much about it. I did want to watch The Clone Wars before I got into that one.
Now, we'll get them into the big water if we watch Jaws, because, you know, you're 5 times more likely to be killed by a freaking ant than you are by a shark. You know that one?
What?
Sharks kill 6 people annually. 6.
Okay.
Ants kill 30.
Is it the same shark?
No.
Okay.
But ants kill 30 people annually.
That's because so they gang up on you.
You're 5 times more likely to be killed by ants than you are a shark.
You said ants, not an ant.
It only takes one.
Why? What kind of ant
are,
is it?
There are poisonous ants.
Around here?
Sure.
Oh, screw that.
I don't know. I just avoid the red ones. The black ones are okay, but the red ones are scary. I have no idea if that's actually based in anything.
Were they near a tree?
Shut up. Yes, I had an irrational fear of the tree in my front yard.
Okay. Well, I've got my irrational fears about stupid things, too. So, not that bad, I don't think, but okay.
Good night, Robert. Robert England's going to bed. Let's see. What
good night, with a K.
With a K. Was there anything else I wanted to bring up?
I know there was one thing we had to bring up.
What's that?
Last week at the end of the show, we talked a little bit about watching Kung Fury.
Oh.
And we actually did watch it. So what did you think?
That movie was insane.
Yeah, I told you it was stupid, but stupid funny.
It was stupid funny for like the first 10 minutes, and I think they probably could have just ended it right there. It got a little dull in the middle. Like it was too much. Like they went too far.
Okay.
Like they overplayed it. But it finished strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it did redeem itself, but like just that whole hacking montage, I think they could have.
I thought that was funny though. He hacked Tom.
Yeah, okay, but they went too far with that one, and it was just, that part was, it got to a point where I was like, all right, this is dumb, just get on with it, okay, oh my god, knock it off, okay, all right, he's back in time, but seriously, if he is so, you know, and I tweeted this, you know, if he is the ultimate kung fu master, so why didn't he just kung fu chop the space-time continuum? It would have been such a better story.
Yeah, that would have been funnier.
Thank you. Thank you.
Only because you said it like that.
The Kung Fuhrer, that was pretty funny.
I like Thor.
Oh, and his pecs. Oh, loved Thor's pecs.
That what is Kung Fury? He said, "Oh, those are epic pecs." And Thor's like, "Thanks, bro."
No, except for the one part where it just got dry and boring. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
No, I mean,
was that right though? The guy, he spoke like this every time he spoke.
Well, yeah, because he was in an 80s action tribute movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did like that they were adding in like the tracking and the audio distortion and everything.
Yeah. It messed me up the first time I watched it because I thought, wait, did they make this to look like, was this done on VHS or something? And they screwed it up. And then I realized that's what they did that on purpose to make it actually look like that. And I did want to look for the tracking button. I could scroll it around. Yeah, fix that. I miss the 80s.
Indeed. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
It's always It's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Western. And we've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com. It's where you can find the live stream.
And on Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod. See, that's how you do it, kitty. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com. On Twitter, we are at Movie Nights Pod. That is how you do it, kitty. And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com. Do you need me to say it a third time to prove that I can say at Movie Nights Pod without screwing it up?
It's because you're looking at it.
I'm looking at you.
No, you're not. We want to thank Mr. Brad Raven, at Mr. Brad Raven for our logo, and at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock for our theme. And at DC Cantel for our segment intros. And we do have a couple of new followers.
Damn it.
Looked at what?
I just remembered something. I wanted to play something from How to Not Make a Movie. Crap. I didn't download it to my iPad.
I think we have a couple of new listeners. There goes the Cricket Catcher 2000.
Just leave it.
Okay. And who is it? Let's see, not those. Anna Lee is a new one. That's our new follower. And at Remasculate, that podcast. It's Steve McGrew. So that's cool.
Yep.
I thought there was another one. No, I think I was looking at something else. But a couple of new followers. So what did you do?
Oh, no, it's just it's trying to download. All right.
So this is from Brad Ravens?
Yeah, but it's not ready to go yet.
Okay.
So, let's see. Did you thank everyone for listening?
Thank you for listening.
And we'll play it in the stinger and then talk about it.
Okay.
So I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that Kraken Cat.
Hey, kitty.
Yeah?
Let me reload the audio board before I say this. Let's go watch a movie.
And have a peanut butter shoe sandwich.
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight.
No.
Okay. So, this is from How Not to Make a Movie.
Okay.
Their most recent episode. This is the most epic movie review I have ever heard.
All right.
Oh, and it's from Bloodsport.
Hey, kids. Captain Hawkass with this week's 100% completely accurate movie review. This week, we're reviewing Bloodsport. The movie opens as the sun rises in a rundown inner-city neighborhood. Camera zooms in on a dilapidated four-story brick building with muddy windows. Children dressed in dirty clothes are up at the crack of dawn cleaning up the inside. A sign on the wall reads Otto Fjord Orphanage, a happy place where the children all sing and play while doing their chores. Van Damme is taking on kind of a nanny role. During the children's big opening number, as the kids would sing the chorus, the camera would pan to Van Damme with his feet up on an auto man. He would sing a funny contradictory line of the song in his baritone voice, which added some whimsy to the dark setting. The opening was very well done. I really wasn't expecting Bloodsport to be a musical ripoff of Annie, but I'll play along. The beginning hooked me. Oh wait, here's a pack of ninjas attacking the Otto Fjord Orphanage. It's about to get all sorts of martial arty. Punch, 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 kick, kick, punch, kick, kick, punch, punch, kick, kick, punch. Later, Van Damme still stands, but the children have scrammed. The orphanage's phone rings. The calling man, identified as Stan, tells Van Damme of his evil plan. His band, the Dragon Clan, from suburban Japan, have taken the orphans of Van Damme to a foreign land. Further demanding Van Damme to compete for their safer term, but first he must find them. Then the phone explodes, because it has to.
This is where it gets epic. This review is by Captain Honkass, by the
scene
way.
Scene cuts to another man at Denny's enjoying a grand slam, cutting his ham, flirting with a waitress named Marianne. She winks back, offers some jam, and pushes up on her mammary glands. Brother Sam Van Damme, on break from his touring Duran Duran cover band, due to a broken hand caught in an exhaust fan. Sister Nan Van Damme starred as Peter Pan back in Spokane, earning over 300 grand. But a con man from Kazakhstan stole her pension plan, now her future be damned. The mentally challenged Abraham Van Damme ate golden grams and raisin bran with strawberry jam. He sang along with Wham rather than prep for his planned oral exam. Ed McMahon Van Damme ran a magazine scam, filling the nation's mailboxes with spam, but she could win a Dodge Ram. Joanne Van Damme caused a traffic jam when her minivan rear-ended a delivery van. Her soda can tip from her hand accidentally killed a stuntman. Roseanne Van Damme had five little girls named Fran, Pam, Ann, Jan, and Diane Van Damme, and their pet toucan. She took them to a medicine man to help their attention span. That man ran a scam, his practice a sham, from the Republic of Sudan. Super sports fan Stan Van Damme takes the tram to see the Rams with his wingman and best man from the Rio Grande. Ate sandwiches of shaved picnic ham while telling tales of Michael Jordan. Twin brothers Muffin Man Van Damme and Gingerbread Man Van Damme paired with their Hispanic partner Flan Van Damme began to prepare a grand feast of lamb, ham, and spam with candied yams on serving pans on tie-dyed shams. This is a really good movie. Senior urologist Bertram Van Damme fingered a prostate gland in a medical exam. He needed a drip pan, had to use spick and span, billed via installment plan. Roxanne Van Damme began to tan her clam on the Hoover Dam in exchange for 2 grams. Wham bam, thank you ma'am. Inspired by Custer's last stand, Dan Van Damme pledged his life to Uncle Sam. As a hitman, he executed the secret plan when he swam through Vietnam and overran Charlie on the lam. Blew all his money on Pac-Man, now makes less than 12 grand, eats moldy pecans from the trash can. Madame Van Damme cross-dressed in Iran and Thailand when it was still known as Siam. Lost his hand when he was found out to be a man. That's against the Koran, he didn't understand. Comedian cousin Dat Fan Van Damme was hit with a tin can because racial humor doesn't work in Durham. Zartan Van Dam foiled Joe's heroic plan using a battering ram brought via catamaran before his skin turned cyan. Suzanne Van Dam had a secret plan to be better than bland command floor plan. Con man hand, cram, scram, slam, strands, withstand, grand land man game plan. Van Dam it, I'm sorry, I have to be honest with you. I wrote this review on 420 and got really distracted. But Van Dam was pretty good in this movie. And that does it for me. Now back to Brad and Corey with this week's top five.
I was driving into work when I heard that, and I just getting off the freeway laughing hysterically. I immediately, as soon as I got into the office, I contacted Brad and said, hey, is it all right if I clip that and play it on Midnight Movie Nights? Because you guys brought an awesome freaking episode. I really, really enjoyed their latest show, and I had no idea who this Captain Honkass was, but this dude made me laugh hysterically. And so I wanted to share that with you all. That's just one of the many, many huge, wins that you can get from how not to make a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's Mr. Brad Raven and Corey Sanford. And that is the same Mr. Brad Raven who did the cover art for us. So thank you very, very much. It is yet another example of a movie podcast done by friends of the show that is so much better than what we do. They actually come at it from the angle of making movies and television. So it's definitely worth checking them out. Hi, Katie.
Okay.